Everything old is new again. That adage comes to mind when you hear about a new business in West Michigan called Lakeshore Game Night, door-to-door delivery of board games. Owner Jared Lietzo is with us. Jared, you describe your business as the Pizza Hut of board games?
Yeah.
So tell me, how does this work? Let's say I've got friends over on a Thursday night and we're looking for something different to do besides watch TV, and someone says, hey, let's play a game. Then what happens?
Basically, what you can do is you can look us up on my website. You go to the Games Available tab and you scroll through. I have about 50 or 60 games you can scroll through. You find one you like, call me, text me with your address, and I'll deliver it right to your house.
Where'd you get this idea?
It's kind of hard to explain. I guess I was aware that some other places were doing board game rentals. I didn't grow up on the west side of the state. I grew up in Flint, and the local game store there was renting out games. And I had the idea that when I moved out here that, you know, maybe to save myself some money and some retail space to just kind of deliver the games direct to the consumer.
So what kind of board games do you carry?
We carry a variety of board games. I'm trying to kind of cater to a wide variety of people and a large audience, and not just the traditional hobby style gamer or the typical, you know, board game you would find at like your Target or Walmart. So we have all your favorites like Monopoly, Clue, Risk. And then we have some of the newer, I would say, classics like Settlers of Catan and Ticket to Ride. And then just any variety of games, whether they're party games or more strategic type games. We offer just all sorts of categories, I guess.
So from ages what to what, would you say?
Ages toddler to adult. We offer some free games for younger age kids like Hungry Hungry Hippos and Operation. There aren't quite as many for that age range, but I realize, you know, sometimes you're like a babysitter might have some kids that they need to interact with or find something to do. So we offer, if you're within Muskegon County, you can get free kids games. So
yeah, and I see that you serve Muskegon County and parts of Oceana and Ottawa counties, and rather wisely, all games are rented for three nights, so you can, you know, kind of dive in and play for a few nights, and then do you come back and pick them up?
Yep, exactly. I come back and pick them up.
So. Now, what kind of response have you been getting from people?
I'm trying to kind of establish myself. So we're pretty new. We're getting a lot of interest online, and a local game group in Muskegon has been really helpful in helping to promote us and get the word out about us.
Now, I know this is not your full-time gig. So this is just, what made you say, you know what, I'm going to do this as kind of a side gig?
I found this hobby and I found that I really enjoyed it, but it can be pricey. Some of these games can be anywhere from $30 to $100, and I really enjoy board games, so I thought if I could find a way to help people save money and try these games before they buy, and in turn they would maybe pay me a little bit and help me fund my unhealthy obsession.
I'm thinking, Jared Lietzo, that idea of everything old is new again. Are you on to something? I mean, what do you think people get from sitting around and playing, let's say, Monopoly, like when they were kids? Are people hungry for a low-tech way to spend time together?
I believe so. And I mean, I know I personally am. I work as a newspaper reporter, and I know as you being a reporter, you probably, a lot of your job probably involves sitting in front of a computer, looking at your phone. And I just think there's a huge disconnect. So I think the appeal is that it's actually a thing you have to take time to sit down and do with someone and interact with them face-to-face and not over something like Facebook or email or Twitter.
So, and you get a group of people together and call you up and you'll deliver Cranium, and then suddenly you've got people doing things together instead of looking at, instead of thumbing through phones and the like.
Yep.
What is your very favorite game?
The game that really kind of got me obsessed with board games is this game called Pandemic. And it's just a cooperative game. It's not competitive. You work as a team to basically play against the game itself. Then my other favorite game is probably a lesser known title called Scythe, which is a more of a strategic type game where you do compete with each other and try to score points and fight with each other. So,
Jared Lietzo, on to something here with Lakeshore Game Night, covering parts of West Michigan, branding itself as the Pizza Hut of board games. And we put a link to Jared's site up on the stateside page at michiganradio.org. Jared, thanks so much.
Thank you.